Hello there, I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online. This is your weekly insurance news wrap for Thursday, May the 1st, 2025. We kick off with an intriguing insurance case. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or FCA, has upheld a decision by Nib Travel Services to deny a woman's claim for travel costs in the aftermath of her ex-husband's untimely demise. The woman, who has four children with her ex-spouse, felt she should be viewed as a close relative. However, this concept, FCA declared, does not match the policy's definition. This story underscores the crucial need to understand the definitions and limits of your insurance policy, especially for families beyond the traditional setup. Moving on to the restoration sector, Australia is making strides in revolutionizing water damage restoration claims. The adoption of the ASICRC S500 standard marks a major progression for the industry. The new framework, developed by the Institute of Inspection, Cleaning and Restoration Certification, is set to streamline water damage claims handling. As weather-related incidents surge, this new standard is essential. It brings several stakeholders, insurers, contractors, and consultants alike, under a single internationally aligned best practice framework. But Australia's financial landscape isn't all sunshine, as there's a cloud hanging over households. Insurance premiums in Australia have rocketed up to $30 billion in the last decade. That's more than double the inflation rate, and it's exerting immense pressure on the cost of living. The Climate Council reports that weather-related claims are driving insurer losses averaging $4.5 billion annually. Regrettably, the cost burden falls hardest on families who are facing a surge in insurance prices alongside an ever-increasing cost of living. It's driving up the consumer price index and leaving many households seriously underinsured or even uninsured. With only 23% of endangered homes insured against floods, compared to the national average of 60%, it's a grim reminder of the insurance gap looming over the population. This concerning scenario adds urgency to the call for policymakers and the industry to address the affordability and coverage of insurance. That's all for your weekly insurance news wrap from Financial Services Online. Remember, for more in-depth details on these stories and other industry news, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed and make the best decisions for your financial future. I'm Paige Estrotori. Till next time.